let's just do a quick smattering of celebrity stories. Instead of like doing a deeper dive into each celebrity story, you're busy. You know, you're busy. You don't have time for all that. So we're just going to give you like a quick, here's what's going on in the world of, and we'll tell you what celebrity it is. So first of all, let's start with Britney Spears, because my neighborhood is going crazy right now. It is filled with people. I mean, there are literally tens of people. Four, three, maybe even eight people.
Eight whole people.
Yeah, that are out there with signs. This is my neighborhood right now. You need to check this out.
Free Britney!
When we want it!
Now!
When we want
Free Britney!
Three, four.
I love that dude. He can't get off his phone.
Yeah, there's a guy on his phone. He's just walking. You know what? His girlfriend dragged him to this. She's like, we're just going to walk a few blocks.
Put this shirt on. It says Free Britney on it. Okay, so he can't be bothered with this.
No, he can't be bothered. But, you know, his girlfriend's holding a sign. And then I love, so there's people behind them. One guy's on a scooter, another woman on her phone. I'm not sure if they're actually with these people or if they happen to be walking by and they're filming it for their Instagram. But there's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then the
don't count that guy.
Well, 7 people and then the reluctant boyfriend.
Right. And these people, they're not involved.
No, they're not involved. They happen to be walking in the same direction, so they're also filming it. So there's, looks like maybe about 8 people.
Wow.
Yeah. And they want Britney freed. Justice for Britney. One of them has a sign that says, and also justice for Amanda Bynes.
Well, I love how this woman right here, she's got a whole paragraph on her. So you have to say, stop. Let me read this.
Yeah.
The justice for Britney guy, I like that, or the girl, because you can read that real quick. This is a paragraph. This guy over here, I don't know what he's got. He's got.
It's a vision board. He has a Britney vision board. And my favorite is the girl that has a pink sign with pink lettering on it that there's, you can't even read it even if you're standing next to her. It's like, girl, use a different color. Like, if you're going to do a pink background, use black so we can read what you have to say. But it's pink and red and pink. So I have no idea.
I guarantee these people aren't marching to a job. This guy might have a job because this guy's busy looking at his phone. He's probably doing work.
Yeah.
He's buying high, selling low. This guy's working. These people, they're not walking to a job.
No, none of them working to a job. So, yeah, so that's what's going on in my neighborhood right now. And I guess, listen, we're making fun of them and people are laughing as they're walking by, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But it's working because Britney won her conservatorship deal today. So this is happening in stages. Today, she wanted to have a right to hire her own attorney.
Mm-hmm.
She got that right. She has the right to hire her own attorney. And then she also is asking that her father be charged with conservatorship abuse.
And that isn't going to go through until the lawyer gets involved.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So she's going to get a lawyer and that's what's going to happen next.
Good for her.
All right, so in the world of J-Lo and Ben Affleck, as we're calling Bennifer 2.0, the Deja Screw, things are going great between them. So they were at his house in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
and he was driving her to her house in L.A., but they're being followed by the paparazzi. And then it got really awkward because in L.A., there's a lot of traffic. So they got stuck in traffic and she's like, oh, traffic. And he's just like, yeah, you got to just zen through it. So there's all these paparazzi photos because the paparazzi literally pulled up right next to them.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Batman, let me ask you a question.
So, yeah, he's got a good sense of humor. He's kind of like got a smile on his face and he's looking over at J-Lo like, girl, you know, take her. It's good. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, oh, it's, you know what I mean? Like when you bring kids on a long road trip and they're just like, oh my God.
Are we there yet?
Yes,
are we there yet?
Oh, traffic.
And he's going, look at your ways. I can't look at my ways and drive at the same time. Can you do something other than just having that look? Let me know how long we're going to be stuck in this traffic.
Yeah, but she couldn't pull up Waze because I think she's out of data. It's the end of her month.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it's because she. Yeah, she's on a 15.
So
a 15
tomorrow,
cycle. Tomorrow
be...
she gets new data. Yeah, so okay. For now she can't. She can't help.
I'm pretty sure those two have unlimited minutes. They can afford. It's people like you and I who have to pay for the minutes. Them, they have the. They can opt for the unlimited.
Yeah, that's probably true. So we talked yesterday briefly about Olivia Rodrigo, big, huge star on the planet, going to the White House today. Well, it happened. She went. And first, let me play for you what she posted on her Instagram so you know that the message is real. And then we'll talk about the gossipy aspect of it. So very important. She met with Fauci and she met with Biden. And here's what she posted on her Instagram.
Today, I'm at the White House meeting with President Biden and Dr. Fauci because it's so important that we all get vaccinated. It doesn't matter if you're young and healthy, getting the vaccine is about protecting yourself, your friends, and your family. Let's get vaccinated.
So that's her message. Let's get vaccinated. She's asking the young people to get vaccinated. Pretty good, because I don't know if you saw the numbers today, but in around the country and in big city, even in big cities where people are mostly vaccinated, the COVID rate of people that are getting COVID, it's younger and younger. It is up 500%, and in some cities it's up 700%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in New York is mostly vaccinated. We went from 182 cases last week to 460 cases this week, which is still, I mean, it's still pretty low. 462 is not a lot, but it's a huge jump from last week. And it's the Delta variant, and it's mostly younger people. And there's a whole story about these seven kids that are in an ICU and two of them are on ventilators. So that's why her message is really important. Okay, let's talk about the gossipy aspect.
I got to talk about her shoes because... Those are probably the ugliest things I've ever seen on a female.
They're adorable. They're Giuseppe Zanotti.
No, they're
Zanotti.
Not.
No, they're awesome.
They're horrible.
Gorgeous.
She should have picked something else. Those are not good.
No, they're gorgeous. But the most important thing is the suit that she's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing a Chanel suit from the 1995 Chanel Spring Collection, which is a really big deal because it's vintage. There's not a lot of them. I don't know where she got it, but the funniest part about it is that the suit is from 1995. She was born in 2002. So the suit that she wore is older than she is.
All right. I guarantee you went out and bought one of those purses.
Yeah,
because you said I gotta have one of those. That's perfect for my phone. That's why you went out and bought it. And
exactly.
Please God, don't buy those shoes. That's the equivalent of a guy wearing sandals and socks right there. That's ugly. She shouldn't wear that.
It's not. It's a really, really cute look. And I have those shoes in red.
Horrible.
I have not worn them with socks yet, but I might because she looks so cute in the thing. I think I'm probably too old to wear them with socks. I think on me, it would be like, lady, what are you doing? But I do have those shoes and I have them in red. And even though they look kind of platformy and big and crazy, they're super comfortable, like surprisingly comfortable.